When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 157, 10 Ways to Savor a Slice of Simplicity by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello and welcome to Optimal Living Daily, the podcast where I find and read to you amazing blogs on personal development, minimalism, and more. I'm Justin Mollick, of course, your personal narrator and friend, and it's Minimalist Monday, my favorite time of the week. We're going to be hearing from our female minimalist, Courtney Carver, who has some great tips for us today. And why not share these tips by showing someone else how to subscribe to the podcast? That's all I ask for today. If I can keep the show growing, then I will keep coming back and reading to you for free. So if everyone shared it with just one person, show them how to subscribe on their phone, that would go a very, very long way to keep the show alive. So will you do that, please? I'm on my knees begging right now. You just can't see it. Okay, maybe I'm not. But I will. Here, I'll do it right now. Please show someone how to subscribe to the show. All right, I'm back. I think I hurt my knees. All right, clearly I've lost it, so let's get to the content and start optimizing your life. 10 Ways to Savor a Slice of Simplicity by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. Before you start to simplify your life, or when the task of decluttering and editing seems impossible, it is still very possible to enjoy the benefits of living simply. In fact, starting small and creating slices of simplicity in your day can provide the motivation and momentum you need to take the next step. My life is much simpler than it was a few years ago, but things still get complicated. When life does get messy, I remind myself that everything is temporary and that I can always find a simple slice to ground me. I think about when my life was consumed with busyness, exhaustion, drama, clutter, debt, and I remember that even then, I savored small slices of simplicity. I really appreciated the easy moments, the quiet meals, date nights, and taking time to enjoy a book. Those slices of simplicity helped me cope with the rest of it and inspire me to fill my life with even more simplicity and less of the things that wore me out and got in the way of a more purposeful life. No matter where you are in your journey to simplify, and even if you haven't started yet, savor the small moments of simplicity now. 10 Ways to Savor a Slice of Simplicity. Number 1, turn off your phone for 1 hour. Let the calls go to voicemail. The email messages will wait, and the beeps and dings notifying you about other things will wait too. For 1 hour, you are off the grid and out of touch. Use that hour however you like. Number 2, keep a gratitude journal. Robert Brault said, quote, "Enjoy the little things, for one day you may look back and realize they were the big things," unquote. I found that to be true and would add that the simple things are often the things that mean the most. I kept a daily gratitude journal for 1 year, and it's one of the few journals I've saved. When I peek through it, I'm always surprised at how meaningful those little things were. Now I use the random gratitude app. Whenever I add a new note of gratitude, the app shows me something I was grateful for at another time. It's one of the few apps that always brings a smile to my face. Number 3, call a friend who makes you smile. Getting on the phone with a good friend is always simple, especially if it's someone who doesn't require catching up. I have a few of these wonderful people in my life, and whether we are talking about old times or the last book we read, I always hang up feeling loved and refreshed. Number 4, light a candle on a clean surface. Clear off a countertop or any surface and light a candle. Sit quietly and enjoy that small space of clutter-free flickering light. Even if all the stuff is piled behind you, stay focused on the minimalist sanctuary you created. Take a few deep breaths and after 5 or 10 minutes, blow out the candle and decide if you want more of those simple spaces in your home. Number 5, write about your day. A journaling practice can help your busy brain, especially after a hectic day. Get your thoughts on paper, even if it's just an account of the day. My friend Tammy wrote a beautiful post about how to develop a journaling practice at rowdykittens.com. Number 6, make something from scratch. Find a recipe, turn on some music, and make dessert or a whole meal from scratch. Don't worry about the end result, but instead get lost in the chopping, mixing, and tasting. You can always find something wonderful to make at foodiecrush.com. Number 7, uncurl your toes. Do a quick check right now. Is your jaw clenched? Are your toes curled? Are you holding your breath? Those are the tiny physical signs of your bigger mental and emotional attempt to control the world. Your outward actions are directly connected with your internal reactions. You'll be amazed at how much easier it is to let go when you simply uncurl your toes or unclench your jaw. Number 8, talk to animals. If you have a dog or other pet at home, talk to them. Give them a good look in the eye and tell them how much you love them. Add in a belly rub for good measure. While you're connecting with your dog or other animal, think about how little they really need to be happy. Then think about how happy you are in that moment and how little you really need to be happy. If you don't have a dog, say hi to one at the park or visit a local shelter. Number 9, drink tea. Leo Babauta said, quote, "Tea is a form of meditation for me, a way of being present and practicing paying attention. It is a way of slowness, of savoring life," unquote. You can read more about tea rituals for focus, health, and slowness at zenhabits.net. Number 10, ride a bike. Last weekend, Mark and I took our bikes out for a ride. We weren't out for exercise or to get from point A to point B, but just to enjoy the morning. We stopped by Publix for a delicious cold brew and then rode out on a path by a river and then weaved our way through the city until we got home. I couldn't help but savor the simplicity of the morning. Begin to notice the natural slices of simplicity in your day and aim to add in one more with purpose and with the intention of connecting those slices for a simpler way of life every day. You don't need it all, just a slice. Start and savor. You just listened to the post titled 10 Ways to Savor a Slice of Simplicity by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. So there you have it. Now, I'm not going to get on my knees again and beg for you to show the podcast to someone else, but I will ask again since that's all I've asked for today. Maybe walk up to a stranger and show them. All right, that might be extreme, but, you know, maybe that person will end up being your best friend. Or you can show a random person online or a friend or a loved one or that person that you see walking their dog and say hi to them, you know, just like this post said. But seriously, though, if everyone listening right now got someone else to subscribe, I actually think I'd be able to commit to doing this for at least a few months more, which would be awesome. So I'll leave it at that. And tomorrow we're going to continue this minimalist ride because we'll be hearing from Joshua Becker becoming minimalist, although it's not necessarily about minimalism. Confused? It's okay. Just come listen tomorrow. You'll see what I'm talking about. Until then, your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.